When I open them again, Judd's putting his hand on Shiloh's head, rough-like, sort of patting him, and you can tell he ain't got much practice being kind. Still, hard to prove Shiloh was mistreated before he got to Judd's. How do you go about proving something like that? It was wrong of Marty to pen up your dog, Judd, and we've already talked about that, Dad says. He's the one who's going to pay Doc Murphy for patching him up, and soon as the dog is strong, we'll drive him over to your place. Why don't you let us keep him until then, in case he needs more care? Judd stands up again and looks at me. I stare back, but I don't say nothing. And then Ma can't take it anymore. She says, Judd, Marty's got awful attached to that dog, and we'd like to know how much you want for it. Maybe we can scrape up the money to buy him. Judd looks at her like she's talking some kind of nonsense, like we are all getting crazier by the minute. That dog's not for sale, he says. Paid good money to get me a hunting dog, and he could be one of the best I've had. You want to keep and feed him till he's better? Okay with me. It's you that got him all tore up, and you paying the bill. But I want him back by Sunday. Screen door slams again. Truck starts up, and then he's gone.